Do you think it's likely that we will experience a major increase in interest rates in the upcoming decades, like, for example, in the period between 1950 and 1980?
Well, that, of course, is a very intelligent question and a very difficult question. When you throw money, when you print money on the scale that modern nations are printing it, Japan, the United States, Europe, et cetera, we're getting into new territory in terms of size. The Japanese bought back not only a lot of their own debt, but a lot of their common stocks. So the Federal Reserve System, you can't imagine how much money printing Japan has done. And they haven't had all that much inflation, and it's still a very admirable civilization. In fact, you could argue that Japan is one of the more admirable civilizations in the whole world. And in spite of all this very extreme government money printing they've done, and they haven't had terrible consequences. Now they've had 25 years of stasis with living standards not improving very much. I don't think that came from their macroeconomic policies. I think that came from the rise of tough competition for their export powerhouse from China and Korea. But at any rate, it's weird what's happening, and nobody knows for sure how it's going to work out. I think it's encouraging that Japan can print as much money as it has and remain as civilized and calm and admirable as it has. And so I hope to God the United States has a similar happy outcome. But I think the Japanese are better adapted for stasis than we are. I think it's a duty-filled, civilized bunch of people. A lot of them older, not many young people, and they just suck it in and cope. In our country, we have terrible tensions. It's way harder to run a country which is not mono-ethnic like Japan. There's some professor at Harvard that has written extensively on this subject. It's way harder to run a nation like the United States with different ethnicities and groups and so forth than it is to run Japan. Japan is basically sort of a mono-ethnic civilization, which is proud of its ethnicity, and of course they can cope with its troubles better than some other people can.
Charlie, Steve
but
Kospel.
We don't know where we're going. There's never been anything quite like what we're doing now, and we do know from what's happened in other nations, if you try and print too much money, it eventually causes terrible trouble. And we are closer to terrible trouble than we've been in the past, but it may still be a long way off. I certainly hope so.